I'm Seth Nave. I'm soybean agronomist at the University of Minnesota.
Seth, what are you focusing in on as you think about the upcoming growing season and when farmers are able to start planting soybeans? What are some things that are top of mind for you?
Well, I think it's all about efficiency now. You know, we're kind of changing our whole strategies with soybean. It was all 5 years ago, 4 years ago, it was all about maximizing yields at any cost. And now it's really about how we can save dollars and inputs. And that's really fun for me because I think there's a lot of opportunity. The farmers really had the opportunity to put some things in, put a lot of products down, try to push yields as much as they could when we had high prices. But now we're on the other side of it. We're, you know, how to minimize losses in some cases. So how can we save some dollars? And I think there's a lot of room because farmers can pull back.
What's the first area then that you would recommend if farmers are looking to scale back, so to speak?
Well, I think right away in the spring, you're looking at seed treatments. I think farmers really have to take a careful look at what they've been spending. You know, we went from no seed treatments to some fungicides, to fungicide plus insecticide, and then recently it's been fungicide, insecticide, plus various biologicals, and those things get to be a lot of money on an acre basis. And in some cases they're useful, in a lot of cases they're not, and so farmers really have to be careful about what they're looking at, what they bought into in terms of a system with the companies and see if they can ratchet some of that back, because there's a lot of these things we could save quite a bit of money on.
Impossible to know what the weather is going to be like in the spring and summer, but looking at past seasons, some of the disease pressures on soybean fields in Minnesota, knowing what you know, which fungicides could you maybe steer clear of and which ones are probably the most important if you're still going to do something with that?
Well, I think there's just a lot of opportunity to go back to basics and work on IPM principles. And, you know, we don't know what kind of spring we're going to have and what kind of conditions at planting. But so seed treatments, we're going to have to kind of make a decision. But then once the crop's up, then I think we can work and work on an IPM basis and scout for aphids. And I know, the ROI for insecticides, it pays just to throw them on prophylactically. But we've decided that really it's you can make more money if you scout and put those products on at the actual absolute right time. So even if we know we're going to have to spray an insecticide, it's still better to hold off and put them on when we know they're really going to work. And that could save us a second application. It also could reduce the time till we have resistance problems. So there's a lot of, even though it's probably not bad economically to spray insecticide at R3 with these new weed problems and different timings that were out there, it's probably worth just holding and doing an actual spray on those when we have the insect pressure.
What are some practical weed management strategies, keeping in mind that farmers are trying to reduce cost?
Well, I think having good pre's down isn't a bad thing, even in a tight economic scenario. I think we have to look at those. It's not; those don't necessarily cost us a lot of money. It's just an extra management that we have to do. And maybe that's a theme for the whole year: is invest in management rather than products. So take the time and spend the time to really look at. Timing and specific products and specific areas where they're needed. So reinvest in the human capital and reinvest in the management, I think, is probably the right way to go.
Getting away from products, then, do you think we'll see some row crop cultivators out there this year?
I keep predicting it, but I haven't seen any. You know, I guess based on last year, the number of guys I saw walking soybeans with a hoe, maybe the cultivator isn't too far behind. It's possible that we'll see that this year. It's certainly what we've been telling people, and with RTK technologies and things like that, it can't be too difficult for these guys to get out there and start doing it. But I think that's a real big psychological barrier for folks to actually break down, and maybe there'll be some farmer-to-farmer competition on this and see who actually gets the cultivator out first. But that will be, we'll see.
You still see some in the weeds along the tree lines. They're around.
Oh, they're in those shelter belts and groves, and I just know that farmers have a real problem getting those out.
Any other tips for the upcoming growing season, Seth?
You know, I think we still need to get out there early. I think early planting is still important for soybean, and so plant when it's fit, be aggressive, get the corn in, and then be right on the soybeans, and I think that's crucial. And you know, I can't do one of these without talking about variety selection. I know that farmers have chosen and picked their varieties, and stuff's going to be delivered. But it's the most important thing, and there's a lot of range in yield potentials out there. So don't get stuck with a dog. Make sure you get good high yielding varieties. That's number one, two, and three in my book.